This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Katy Perry and Robert Pattinson were spotted last night getting very cozy together at the restaurant inside the Sunset Tower Hotel in West Hollywood. They were sitting with other people, but they were super close. Huh, Katy is split from Orlando Bloom, Robert has moved on from Cray Cray FKA Twigs. So does this mean these two are Hollywood's newest couple? And if so, will it last? Hey, you know Hollywood romances. They fall apart faster than an Indian construction site. Despacito, the Spanish language song from Luis Fonsi featuring Justin Bieber and Daddy Yankee, has taken the crown as the most watched video on YouTube. Despacito beat out Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth's Fast and Furious anthem, See You Again, for the top spot with 3 billion views. Last month, it nabbed the title as most streamed song of all time with more than 4.6 billion streams. Pretty good for a song that only a portion of its fans actually understand. The ex-husband of NCIS New Orleans star Zoe McClellan has accused her of kidnapping their son. McClellan gave actor J.P. Gillen an advance notice of only 2 days that she was traveling to Canada for a year with her 4-year-old son to shoot a role on Designated Survivor. She reportedly had little advance warning herself, though. Now JP has asked the judge to order the actress to return the boy, of whom they currently share joint custody. She's offered to pay for her ex to visit their son in Canada, but he's declined. Sheesh, can't he just buy a heavy coat? Usher is about to face yet another lawsuit due to allegations he knowingly exposed several people to herpes. But this time, a victim is stepping in front of the camera to tell her story. Lisa Bloom, who's quickly made a name for herself taking on the high-profile revenge porn cases of Blac Chyna and Misha Barton, plans to file suit on behalf of 3 victims, 2 women and a man, who claim they had sexual contact with Usher and that he failed to disclose his diagnosis. Oh my God is right. The new Will and Grace won't premiere until late September, but that didn't stop NBC from ordering a second season of the comedy. Now that's a vote of confidence. Will the show make jokes about the current White House administration? That would be a yes. The character of Karen Walker, played by Megan Mullally, is a Trump supporter, so they say that gave them something to play with in the new season. More life imitating art, or the other way around? O.J. Simpson's white Ford Bronco, which was featured in a slow-speed police chase on the 405 freeway here 23 years ago, will appear in an episode of the History Channel's Pawn Stars this week. Mike Gilbert, the Bronco's current owner and Simpson's former sports agent, will try to pawn the car at the Las Vegas-based world-famous gold and silver pawn shop. That infamous chase in 1994 was the highest-rated program of the year for basic cable, drawing 95 million viewers. Even though venues have canceled R. Kelly concerts citing low ticket sales and a lack of interest, he says it's all BS. The singer's in the middle of a major sex scandal right now, with several females claiming they were kept against their will and forced to undergo various sex acts with him. He's fighting back, though, denying all the persistent reports that his tour has been cut short, and he lashes out at people saying he's not really selling many tickets anymore. Maybe he should be selling tickets to his dungeon. Beyonce and her mom went out to an LA roller rink, World on Wheels, where Jay-Z and a group of friends joined her for some roller skating and fun. A source told us, quote, "She was laughing and enjoying herself. If you didn't know who they were, they could have just fit in the crowd," unquote. Nevertheless, skaters quickly realized who she was and began to swarm the floor to get near Beyoncé. By the way, Jay-Z did not skate, choosing to stay on the sidelines while Queen Bey did her thing. Chicken. Tyra Banks, host of America's Got Talent, was queen of social media for the fourth week in a row, which ranks the most popular television personalities based on data from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+. Late-night talk show host James Corden re-enters the chart for the first time since July 8th, while The Daily Show host Trevor Noah made his maiden appearance. America's Got Talent is the top-rated television show in the U.S. Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood reveals he thought he was given a death sentence when he was diagnosed with cancer 3 months ago. Wood said, quote, "I've had a fight with lung cancer. It could have been curtains. Time to say goodbye," unquote. But lucky for him, Wood's doctors appear to have caught the cancer early. The 70-year-old musician added, "I was bloody lucky, but then I've always had a very strong guardian angel looking out for me. By rights, I shouldn't be here." Well, that's true, Ronnie. You and Keith Richards. Things have been pretty tense between Kesha and Dr. Luke, the record producer, ever since she took him to court. Now they're wrapped up in his defamation countersuit. Kesha just accused Dr. Luke of hiring a spin doctor used by the Church of Scientology in order to defame her ahead of their initial court battle. And who has this spin doctor helped before? Chris Brown, Michael Vick, Paris Hilton, and Rush Limbaugh, among others. Ah, so he's hired someone accustomed to working with scumbags. The Trash Bin. Amber Heard is back to being single. The actress and Tesla founder Elon Musk have broken up after only a year together. Amber, 31, and Elon, 46, were first linked last July when the two were spotted leaving each other's room at the Delano Hotel in Miami. Although the two tried their best to keep their relationship out of the public eye, they were eventually seen together in Australia. Amber then made their relationship official by posting a photo of the two of them out together. Well, Amber had a messy divorce from actor Johnny Depp, and many thought Elon Musk was the one. Another one bites the dust.
The news wrap-up.
Apple will introduce an Apple Watch that won't need to be connected to a nearby iPhone in order to perform a wide variety of functions. Struggling action camera company GoPro announced earnings that were better than what analysts expected. Audible, the largest seller of narrated books, wants your dog to listen to classic literature so that they'll be calm and happy. We may be getting a smiling poop emoji soon. Oh, come on. You know you want it.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The horror movie Annabelle is number one at the box office.
The number one album.
Country artist Brett Eldridge enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition sits atop of the sales charts again.
The number one fiction book.
James Patterson's The Medical Examiner is number one for a second week.
Major Lazer is a U.S.-based EDM trio made up of record producers Diplo, Jillionaire, and Washy Fire. Their hit song Lean On, featuring DJ Snake and Swedish singer Mo, became the most streamed song on Spotify ever. Since then, they've had more hits, including Cold Water, featuring Justin Bieber. From their new 6-song EP titled No No Better, here's the title track featuring Camila Cabello, Travis Scott, and Quavo. It's the song of the week, No No Better.
Wild ones, baby, fresh out the cage. Showtime, baby, fresh off the stage. Bad little mama, fresh off the page. Front like you love, but you know that you hate it. Yeah, you know no better. Yeah, you know no better. Yeah, you know no better. Ooh.
Yeah, you know no better. Say you're different, who you kidding? Yeah, you know no better. Ooh, say that talk for the ones who don't know no better. Cause baby, I know you better.
Cause baby, I know no better.
Baby, I know you better.
Baby, I know.
Baby, I know you better.
That was Major Lazer featuring Camila Cabello, Travis Scott, and Quavo with the song of the week, No No Better. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.